This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
This year, Lisa and Pete are going to be 40% more awesome. Well, we hope so. And you can get up to 40% off right now at ABC Blinds.
We've got Paul Entwistle now from Western Power on the line. Still a few houses blacked out across the Perth metro area. Hi, Paul.
G'day, Pete. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Good. It's probably just as well it hasn't been too hot the last day or so because we've had some power outages.
Yes. Look, we at Western Power, we hate drizzle because it generally causes us more problems than a torrential downpour. So, I think at the peak yesterday, it was 37,000 customers who were without power. Crews have been hard at it all day yesterday and into the night, and they started again very, very early this morning. And we've whittled it down to just under 2,600 customers across the network without power. And, we'll be working late into this evening as well, and with the goal of restoring everyone as soon as possible.
Well, you mentioned you prefer a torrential downpour over a bit of drizzle. Why is that? What's the difference between the two?
Dusty poles. Was that right, Paul?
Yeah.
dusty poles?
I wasn't sure whether you were talking about that song up. It is. We're in a unique place. Western Australia is a wonderful place. It gets a wonderful sea breeze, really strong easterlies. But that increases dust buildup. So we have a program that we run all year long, and we really do ramp it up coming into summer to clean conductors and insulators and all the stuff that's on top of the poles to get rid of this dust buildup. But after a week of hot weather, hot dry weather, lots of winds, lots of dust, lots of pollution, and the light rain, those two things combine to trigger a lot of safety mechanisms and cause a lot of problems for our network, which shuts a lot of people off.
I've heard about this sort of spritzing the things, but are you able to get around to all of them each year? I mean, it's an awful lot.
Yeah, we prioritise high bushfire risk areas coming into summer.
Yeah.
And obviously, look, in winter, it's not really that much of a problem because we get lots of rain. But, we generally knock off most of the metro area once, if not twice. If we had of, put it in perspective, if we had of actually run through and cleaned one area last week, then the dust would have just built up anyway.
Yeah, right. Fair enough.
So, it's like a whack-a-mole.
Yes!
That's cold. Now, Paul.
Whack-a-pole.
We've just come out of the, we're still in it roughly, but my dad, like a fair few people out there, have got a freezer with a few crayfish in it.
Oh.
Right? So, there might be a few people around the metro area still in darkness. They might have lost a few things.
I'll store your crayfish.
Fridge.
I've got my power.
Freezer. The thing is, he wants them back.
Okay.
Now, what's the deal? Is there a compensation system or, that Western Power offers?
Yeah, look, what we have is there's two ways people can contact us to let us know that they've been out of power for more than 12 hours and are eligible for some payments. Now, the first one that everyone knows about is an $80 payment that's not meant to cover perished food.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually us saying we recognise the frustration and the inconvenience of being without power.
Mm.
So,
mm-hmm.
While we are still out there repairing stuff and rerouting power and trying to get as many people on as quickly and as safely as possible, we understand that you've been without power for 12 hours. And, if you're in a modern home, being without power for 12 minutes is a frustration. But we do put 12 hours as a benchmark.
Yeah.
And you are eligible for an $80 payment. That's not going to cover crayfish. It's not designed to.
But there is something else in place for that, isn't it? Don't you need to go through your insurance agency, though, I think?
You can get in contact with your insurance agency
and
you can also apply through a separate scheme to Western Power for reimbursement of lost produce and things like that. And I know from my experience, I was a deli boy growing up, and occasionally, you know, we lose power for an extended period of time, and we'd make claims to the insurer, and well, it wasn't called Western Power when I was a boy, but
Sequa. Yeah. I'm with you, Paul.
You can obviously make a claim through that, and the easiest way for people to have a look at that is go to our website.
Yeah.
And put in just have a look there. Just put a search engine in extended outages, and you know, just follow the links there.
So all right.
If you're eligible, yeah, we'll pay up.
All right, Paul.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Appreciate that, mate.
No, that's all right.
And great work, hey. I mean, from the thousands that lost power to how many are left, you've done a great job over the last 24 hours, Dave. So well done.
Look, I'll extend that to the guys who've actually done the work. So we appreciate that.
See the guys in the field. Give them a thanks. I mean, you know, they are working really hard.
I'm glad you said thanks and not a hug, Lisa. probably wouldn't have been extending that one to them.
Good on you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
No worries.
See you
anytime.
Singing in the Rain has been making a splash from the moment it premiered. It's on at Crown Theatre until Sunday, January 22nd. Two of the show's stars, Gretel Scarlett and Jack Chambers, join us right here in the studio now. It's so good to have you here, guys.
Hi.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
AKA Kathy and Cosmo.
Yes.
Brilliant. And, of course, Kathy, one of her famous songs is Good Morning, everyone's favourite.
Yeah.
How much fun do you have doing that tune?
I love that number because it's my one with the boys. So I get to come out and sort of all of a sudden I'm equal with them and I get to play along with them.
Yeah, actually, it's really the first number we do together.
It is. That Cosmo and Kathy in particular, it's the first time we actually look at each other and say hello.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up until then, we've just made eyes.
A little backstory to what Singing in the Rain is about, if you're not sure. It's when the talkies came in and, of course, you had this is what would have happened. You have amazing stars in the silent movies and then suddenly discover maybe not all of them can sing, let alone talk.
Can't make the transition.
And that is, of course, what happens with this show, and you have to be the voice of the star,
Lena Lamont.
Lamont.
Yeah. It's actually a really lovely old school Hollywood, and so
it's
got all the drama and games.
Funny story.
For those of you at home who haven't seen the show, the whispers are true. If you sit in the first sort of few rows, you're going to get wet.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a little bit of fun
there.
Guaranteed. How do they prepare a stage for something like that? Because there's something like 12,000 litres of water throughout the show, isn't it?
Yeah, 12,000 litres. And the way the rain works, we have two massive tanks side stage. And there's a filtration system there, and it's all recycled water, and the piping goes all the way up into the rig where the lighting is, and it pours down from the top. And then also we have slats on the stage floor which allows the water to flood from beneath. So it's not just coming up from above, it's actually coming from
beneath. There seemed to be a lot of water on stage.
Oh, there is.
Oh, it's an OH&S hazard. I can't believe we're still alive after 12 months.
I know, you guys seem to take great glee in splashing us all, though, at the end of the show.
So
and
much
each
fun.
Other.
I aim for people with no ponchos.
You hit me all the time, and I'm like, the other day I was so ready for it. I was like, my peripheral, I've got a huge peripheral. I was like, I can see you, Jack.
Now, Jack, you've been around the world, you've done a lot of things, but I think no matter whatever you were going to do, you're at least destined to come back and do this production because it's the one that you started in amateur theatre. It's the one that you performed to massive applause in the year that you won So You Think You Can Dance. It's followed you around.
It really has.
All your life.
I've always said that. Singing in the Rain has always been a part of my life. It sort of started my musical theatre career and has stayed there the whole time, and I can't be more happy about it.
When you want to get into musical theatre, is it because you were, you know, like me every Saturday afternoon watching these old movies and everything, and did you think, I love that, I want to do that? Or did you get into Whopper, in your case, Gretel, where they go in good and come out great? it's something in the water there. It is amazing, isn't it? Did you sort of segue into that kind of tapping and so on? Or had you always thought, I want to do those old style sort of shows?
I think it's one of those things, especially with Jack and I, we're actually from Queensland, and there's a huge performing arts support network up there.
Yeah.
So we sort of started when we were really young. This is something that's been in our blood as such.
Clearly.
So you get to the point where, for me, it was music theatre, so I did audition for Whopper because it's prestigious in that it's the best school in Australia, and you just got to put it out there for musical theatre. It was something that we were always destined to do. And in respect to watching the movie musicals on a Saturday, Sunday, that's what I grew up doing because I didn't see professional theatre at all. And my first show I saw was when I was 14. Mm. So this was what I vicariously lived through, was the Debbie Reynolds and Gene Kelly's, their movie musicals on a Saturday, Sunday afternoon on Channel 7.
And you mentioned Debbie Reynolds. I must ask, what was it like launching the show virtually the day we lost the beautiful Debbie.
It was actually, as I say, it's funny.
Yeah, all glizzy, my goosebumps.
It was actually really difficult to come into the show the next day. I mean, we went straight into a dress run straight away. And it felt strange to have to go out there. And I got a bit emotional singing Lucky Star at the time because all of a sudden I felt the weight of what she created with this role in particular. But now, I mean, I've always played the show to Debbie Reynolds. I've always thought she made it so famous.
Yep.
So you can't stray too far away from it. But now it's sort of special to be able to go out there and represent someone who means so much to a lot of the general public.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Lisa's seen it. Greg, the producer's seen it. He saw it on New Year's Eve.
Don't let it go.
That is, I've heard nothing but you have to go.
Yep,
so
got it.
Good. For sure. It's still on, as we mentioned, Sunday, January 22nd is the final night. It's at Crown Theatre, Singing in the Rain. Thank you so much for joining us here, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, this is something that has to be heard to be believed.
I'd love to have been there.
11-year-old piano prodigy takes centre stage at the Fremantle Markets. His name is Louis Ribeiro. He even sounds like he's meant
sounds
to do
like
this
a jazz music,
he does. He sounds like he's meant to do this professionally for the rest of his life, Lise.
Not only is this kid 11, but he self-taught himself the piano. Now, we were just talking about how do you self-teach yourself jazz piano? It's got to be something in you.
Something has to be.
I think there's something naturally in you that comes out, and it's certainly in Lewis. His dad was in a band when he was about 5 or 6, and he used to watch dad playing Ray Charles, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Chuck Berry. Something certainly got in.
Absolutely. And, you know, especially when his mum's saying things like, we found him playing some of the songs by ear on the family piano that hadn't been used for years. They decided to send him to piano lessons. After a few, he just wasn't interested in being taught.
I thought I was all right playing Heart and Soul on my grandmother's Lowry organ, bringing in the but this kid, whoa.
It's pretty good. Now, as we mentioned, there is footage of this, and we'll throw it up on the Mix Facebook page. What has happened is footage has been taken of this boy at the Fremantle Markets. He just happened to be there with his cousins when he saw the public piano that wasn't being used, and then this happened.
You are a legend, Louis.
Absolute legend.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.
When the show finishes, Lisa and Pete clear out pretty fast. Discounted ABC blind stockers clearing out just as quick. Call 13 13 15.